What's up, everybody? David Kesey, head coach and founder of the league. Welcome back to Find a Way Daily. Today, I've got an interesting topic. It's about you swinging for the fences more often. Okay, so here's the thing. I just got off a group call with all of my coaching clients and with a group of high-performing individuals. And one of them said, hey, one of the quotes that I really liked on your Instagram was, never let the fear of striking out stop you from swinging for the fences. And I said, okay, tell me more about that. They said, well, you've been training us to take more shots. And really, in marketing, in business, in sales, you're going to have to take risks, my friend. A lot of small risks and a lot of really big risks. And you're going to have to be okay with the consequences that come from that. But here's the thing. Without taking risk, there is no reward. I didn't realize this, but actually I had a friend of mine tell me that, you know, you're always go-getter, gung-ho, you're willing to go all after it and take risks. And I didn't realize that until I went through my whole life story, right? Like, for some of you that know me, I died when I was 8 years old. That was taking a risk to go across the street on my bike. I took a risk getting into professional baseball. I took a risk leaving professional baseball and going into sales. I took a risk moving down and working with a company to grow my skills and all that kind of stuff. I took a risk leaving that company. I mean, it's just been a series of risks. And I've noticed that successful people take risks. They just do. They're not scared to take risks. And so what I want you to get is, in your marketing, at the end of the day, your job is to test over and over and over and over again. In sales, you know, you getting better at your scripts and your dialogues and your frameworks and getting good at selling comes through role play and testing and over and over and over again. Your business model, testing it over and over and over again. Entrepreneurs, like successful, solid entrepreneurs, are brilliant at this. They're brilliant at going, I've got an idea. Boom, shoot, see what it does. How many ideas, and here's what I'm going to ask you. How many ideas did you have last year, in the last 12 months, that you have not executed on? How many ideas and plans and goals and dreams have you just kind of drifted away and lost sight of them? And maybe it's because you didn't take a risk. I mean, hell, the risk could be, you know, you need to make calls. You need to make phone calls for your business. And you look at the phone and you didn't take the risk of calling. Maybe it's making that video and you're just afraid of the keyboard warrior. And so you don't ever post the video. You don't ever make the video because you're afraid of what other people will say, because it's a risk. Every video you do, every post you make is a risk out there into the social media world. Every advertisement you do is a risk of losing money. Every single day is a risk. My friend, life is a risk. Right, like right now, I'm driving to a training that I'm going to be doing, an in-person training, a private in-person training that I'm doing. I'm driving right now. This is a risk. This maniac driving next to me, that guy, he's crazy. What if he runs into me? That's a major risk. So here's what I want you to write down in your journal. Where have you been afraid to take the risk? Where have you been afraid to go all in and take the risk? Because here's what I know, my friend. Whenever I think about this concept of taking risks, I always think about my senior year in high school playing baseball. I actually led the state of Florida in hitting. And I also, here's what's interesting. It's the best I've ever hit. It's the highest batting average I've ever had. It's the most home runs I've ever had. And you know what else it was? It was the year that I had the most strikeouts. Isn't that interesting? The other years, I'm just trying to put the ball in play, just trying to make contact, just make sure you don't strike out. I'm playing not to lose. The year I batted the highest was the year that I was fearless about striking out. And so I would attack the baseball fearlessly, and that way I'd get more hits. Did I strike out more? Yes. But I also led the state of Florida hitting, had more home runs in the best year of my entire life. So I want you to consider that. Are you playing the game not to lose instead of playing the game to win? Just so you know, my friend, those who play the game not to lose sell out on winning. Just like those who sell out, those who are afraid of dying sell out on living. Life is a game of risk, my friend. Pull out your journal, figure out where it is you need to take the risk, where do you need to go all in, and then fearlessly do it, okay? That's what I've got for you on this training. If you know somebody who needs to hear this, somebody who needs to take a risk, somebody who needs to go for it, maybe they need to leave that job and go after starting this business that they've got. Maybe they need to change industries. Or maybe they just need to start making calls and take the risk and be fearless around it. If you know somebody that could use it, go ahead and share it with them. And if you think that you could use this, go ahead and listen to it again. And if you haven't visited us at our website, visit us at davidkesey.com. And until I see you next time, my friend, go out there and relentlessly and unapologetically go find a way to win in your business and life. I'll talk to you soon.